Chapter 6. The Poisoned Apple. At home before her mirror, the queen shook with anger when she heard the very same answer as before. She said, "Snowdrop shall die if it costs me my life." So she went into her room and got ready a poisoned apple. The outside looked very red and delicious, but whoever tasted it was sure to die. Then she dressed herself up as a poor man's wife and traveled over the hills to the dwarf's cottage. There she knocked at the door. Snowdrop put her head out of the window and said, "I can't let anyone in. The dwarves have told me not to open the door."
"Do as you please," said the old woman. "But anyway, take this pretty apple. I will give it to you."
"No," said Snowdrop. "I can't take it."
"What are you afraid of?" answered the woman. "Do you think it is poisoned? Come, you eat one part and I will eat the other."
Now, the apple was made so that one side was good, but the other side was poisoned. Snowdrop really wanted to taste it because the apple looked so very nice. When she saw the old woman eat, Snowdrop could wait no longer. But as soon as she put a piece into her mouth, she fell down dead on the ground.
"This time nothing will save you," said the queen. Then she went home to her mirror.
At last the mirror said, "You, queen, are the fairest of all the fair." And then the queen's wicked heart was as happy as such a heart could be.